What's good? What's good, everybody? Happy Sunday Fun Day. It's the Butters Basic Show every Sunday here at DTF Radio. We are the platform for the unknown to get known. Please believe it. Welcome, welcome. We turned up, have you with a little instrumental in the meantime till we get started, everybody. Peace, love. What's good, everybody? Happy Sunday Fun Day. And I'm very thankful to be here with everybody that's paying close attention to the series that I've created here at Butters Basics, which delves into anger management for the diaspora. Hopefully we can get some questions answered, or hopefully we can develop some better questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, part of this whole progressive situation of ADOS. Is it African Descendants of Slavery? Let's introduce who's sitting with us right now. To, you know, I'm about to say to the left of me, motherfucker, what about me? Hey, my name is Butter, spelled B-U-T-T-E-R. And if you want to follow me on the gram, that's Gazebo, G-A-Z-Z-E-B-O. And that's with two Z's so you don't sleep. 1120. Because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day.
You did all right.
It's a fact. You know, but we are internationally local here at the Butters Basic Show. We're the platform for the unknown to get known. So thanks for hanging with us. Sitting to the left of me, the best of me.
Hey, it's Quit While You're Ahead right here. There we go.
You can follow her on the gram at Quit While You Are Ahead. Okay? And you'll figure out why later. Not too soon. Not too soon. We're going to figure it out before you. Yo, sitting to the left of her, the best of her. Tell them who you are, Mama. You visiting from where?
I'm from visiting from South Carolina right now, but I'm originally from born in Atlanta, raised in Laurelton, Queens. You know, did my best stomping in Brooklyn, but I'm universal, worldwide, Makeba Mooncycle.
That's where they can follow you on the gram too, right?
Yes, Makeba Mooncycle. Anywhere on the social web, you can find me. Just look up Makeba Mooncycle and it's me.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Makeba Mooncycle. What's special about you?
Oh, I am just a black girl with magic. I have a beautiful 24-year-old son.
Ow.
I'm a mom. I'm a sister, a friend. I love my people. I fight for my people. I speak for my people.
Goodness, who's your people?
You. Him.
Boom.
Right.
Love it.
You know, are they like, you know, are you someone that loves humanity, or do you value like a certain person first?
I value humanity, but once we come to an even playing ground, then I can share. But you know how you have a child that is doing good and you give them all of those praises, and I once they, you know, that they're doing good on their own, they're good. But right now I can't worry about other people. I have to worry about mine that needs to be uplifted. We need to get ourselves together. And then, you know, then I could worry about them. But I show people love. You know, we weren't taught, as African people, we wasn't taught to hate anybody. I don't think any of us were taught in our homes to hate the other person. But
you know, it's so funny that you say that. I saw on social media this week where a lady was thrown off an airline. I don't know if they threw her off, but I saw they sent the black official officer there to remove her off the airline after she schooled a young white lady about behavior. And one of the things that she did say, excuse me, guys, one of the things that she did say was out loud, we don't teach hate in our houses. You get taught hate. We know that you teach hate. We don't do that. And I said to myself, I'm like, oh, wow. The young lady didn't even dispute it. It's so matter-of-factly that the things that this lady was saying, nobody was disputing. But yet, because you disrupted an airline flight, you're going to get removed. I don't fault anybody for...
They used it as disruption at that point because there was no other argument to come forth.
How about this? I think the real reason why she said, I've been waiting to get this off my chest, was because a white lady pushed her, who was a flight attendant, who was respectful to everyone else except for her, when she got pushed out the way, saying, I've got to get over there. And it's so symbolic to everything that's going on right now, that you'll push past somebody that subconsciously in the back of your head doesn't matter.
And that's the thing.
And it's the thing about Black Lives Mattering.
Is I'm here. I'm not going nowhere, and I matter. And, you know, we just have to always, re-aggress ourselves or redefine that we here. We ain't trying to beef with everybody, but we here.
Before we even delve into the matter at hand, I'd love to introduce our guest that's next to you. He goes by the name of Punch Doll. Let me hear you in that mic, Punchy. Go ahead.
You can hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Tell us some things about you, and why should we look out for you, and where should they follow you, Punch Dollar?
All right.
Sitting to the left of you, the best of you.
Absolutely.
You got to pay homage. You know what I'm saying? That's how I go around the room.
Yeah, no doubt. Punch Dollar, find me on all social platforms, PUNCH_DOLLAR. And one of the things that I come with is just creativity. You know, not only as an event planner, but just one of those special guys behind the scenes that make things happen.
Kind of met you when you was first starting in your realm with Bel Air. How's that? The rum.
The Bumble Rum.
Bumble Rum.
But we met probably, 3 years ago?
Probably, but even before that, you know, but like, it was something that I felt like, you know, let's take the people around us and see how we can make them great and how they can empower us as well too. That's my mind always works like that.
Right.
So I can always come back to someone that's been Team Butter's Basics and say, what are we doing now?
Right.
And what can we do later? So you're throwing great events.
Yep.
Post-COVID.
Definitely post-COVID.
And I don't know if during or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, you know, how has this affected event planning for you, the COVID era?
I mean, as of right now, got a lot better, you know, but like, I probably got back to business probably like a month and a half ago. But just like anything else, if it's not about what you do, it's about who you know. And this is the time where if you know somebody that's important, they're going to help you out. And if you don't know nobody and your network is not as strong as how it's supposed to be, you kind of going to be in trouble. So luckily, I was, you know, fortunate to be connected with the right people to continue doing what I'm already doing right now.
Dude, I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, even sometimes in this small industry that is a much bigger industry than people think, when, you know, within our realm, who you know and what you know about them can be something that can assist you and other people. I don't know, and a higher power is just asking me to just relive a moment so I can let you know something. I had an event in January right before all of this bullshit started happening, and I tried to assist someone who was a DJ and help him big up his situation, which was already, like, distraught previous to that, try to help him relinquish a title that he had made for himself over the years that he kept failing at.
Absolutely.
And I decided, if nobody else is going to fuck with him, let me see how I could fuck with him and make it.
Give him a try.
Yeah, give him a try. Yeah. And he buried himself and tried to bury me with him.
No way.
I swear to God.
It'd be like that sometimes.
And it'd be like that sometimes. And it's never an L like a loss, but a lesson learned. And that burial... Yo, that's like a, you know, it's like, it, you know, it blow the horns for that with a little funeral procession and whatnot, because you can't really work in New York anymore, because everyone would have heard the tales about the wicked things that you've done to underground artists, and not just underground artists, but like the people around you. Your spirit resonates with that same wicked shit that you carried on with, and you still refuse to empower the people around you.
Right.
You are degradation. And to me, I'm looking for acceleration. So, right. You know, we're going to delve right into our topic right now. You know, I don't want to shine light on anybody's name. You bump up with them, good fucking luck. You
they,
know,
they know who they are.
They know who they are, and everybody knows who he is. And then, you know,
well, all due respect, because I don't know who you're talking about right now. But
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I'm not scared to say
no, I'm not saying
nobody
you are.
Cutting me no fucking check. I'll follow his name if you want.
Nah, we straight. We straight. Now we get it, butter. We get it, butter.
We know who it is already. Right. Either which way, what I'm saying about it is basically acceleration as opposed to degradation is the best thing. I wanted to talk today. What did we say we were naming this episode?
Politically correct.
Or incorrect at times.
Slash. Politically.
Politically correct.
Slash incorrect.
Slash incorrect.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things I've been looking at as of lately was all these sites on YouTube that you can find information about the teams of people that are playing the game of politics.
Right.
And in our existence, on our level, we don't really give a fuck because y'all don't really affect us directly. To me, nothing has been different since Ronald Reagan days except for the crack vials on the floor. It's just a different product.
Yeah.
Being pumped. Am I wrong about this? Do you guys resonate with that? It's
no,
really
that's absolute a, right there. For
that's
sure.
Absolute.
It's like a different product being pumped.
I tell them all the time that it's just that we didn't have the visuals that we had today, but the same shit.
Mm. That changes a whole lot. Everybody has that gadget in their phone.
And we record
everything.
Everything. You could be on the toilet taking a shit early morning and there you have a fucking viewer.
Yeah.
You have a viewer that wants to know, oh shit, well maybe I should be taking a shit at this time if Punch Doll is doing it.
My stomach do hurt.
Like, you know, and it's crazy because it's in America when you understand mind control, you know what bandwagoning is.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
And bandwagoning is not something that's unheard of because popular consent makes you popular.
Right.
Punchy, if you were throwing parties and nobody gave two fucks about you, would they come out to your shit? Or, like, would you always have to pay a big artist all the time to come out and be seen at your events?
I mean, that's a good question. You feel me? But it's like...
I usually ask good questions.
9 out of 10 times. But, that's why you got to use your techniques. You know, certain people got the gift of the gab. Certain people got charisma. Certain people come with gifts. Some people pay like they way. So you got to figure out your lane and figure out how you're going to be able to do what you do the correct way. You feel me?
And I like what you said about figuring out your lane.
Right.
A lot of people were bandwagoning before, had no lane of their own, and rode the horse to the fucking... till the fucking hoof was eradicated. Right. And it's like, yo... Kid, it's time for people to start understanding where you belong. So I started looking at, the lesser of two evils, and I couldn't decide which one was which, because I even asked on Facebook, you know, to people, and you get the general consensus there on Facebook. Yo, who y'all voting for? It's less than 3 months away. Who y'all voting for with this right now? Like, with Biden and Trump. I started looking into the conservatives that happen to be black to see why they don't, who is it that the left and what's the right and this and that? And like, even in our own ignorance, we still feel impartial. Like, I look at Candace Owens. I watch her podcast sometimes. I look at different things in regards to politics and why certain things don't make sense to me. I'm like, yo, kid, this is fucking crazy. Some things she says make so much sense, and then some things that another situation is like, and I'm like, yo, finally it happened. Cardi B.
Right.
Versus fucking Candace Owens. And I'm like, yo, this is unbelievable that we are spending time on something like that. And it's like, okay, you know what? Let's really figure it out. Let's figure it out. Why does Cardi B,
right,
and Candace Owens need to have a conversation? Speak on it.
Why do they need to have
at this point they need to have a in the room conversation. You wanted to say something? Hold on.
What happened?
Well, I will. Definitely. I want you. Matter of fact, you come tell them real quick right here what you think happened.
I don't know what happened.
You don't know what happened?
She know what happened.
You know what happened, you motherfucking lying ass. This is anger management, motherfucker. We're not going to play these games. Here's what happened, everybody, in my viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be an asshole, but in layman's terms, in short, simple terms, Candace Owens, everyone looks at her as a whitewashed black woman. Mm-hmm. They make fun of her because she has a natural hairstyle. Might be a relaxer. They say it needs grease or a shine to it. They pick her apart because of her no makeup, natural looking, married to a white man. They pick at her because she speaks proper. They pick at her because, you know, she's like Carlton Banks.
Right.
But a black woman, mm-hmm, speaking positively in regards to her race, but also bigging up the fact that a black woman and a black man need to totally understand that they have a place in society, and if they want that place, they've got to totally forget about the past, in a sense, to move forward. I might be wrong. Cardi B now, on the other hand, they look at her as ghetto fabulous from the BX. She speaks Spanish, she speaks English, she's a Latina of Trinidadian also descent. Mm-hmm. Everything's African about these two women. But yet, Cardi B, on the other hand, is being utilized just like Candace is being utilized. And so I'm looking at it like, okay, I might be unfair in describing Cardi B because let me give her accolades. Like she told Candace, I got the number one song in the UK, the number one song in America. I pull mad weight. I got enough followers. Why wouldn't Joe Biden want to sit with me? And Candace simply says, because you say okr in your conversations, motherfucker. Like, that's why nobody should be sitting with you. Because you need to get educated, is what Candace says. And Cardi says, I'm as street educated as they come.
Right.
You can't tell me more than I already know. Look where I'm at, bitch.
Word
and
up.
They calling each other out. Mm-hmm. They need to sit down and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Because there's no reason in the world why we are distracted with this unless it's going to have some type of outcome that benefits all of us.
It's other stuff.
I can't be the only person with an opinion on this. I'm just trying to be politically correct about it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And for me, I don't live in the ghetto. I live in Flatbush, Brooklyn. If y'all want to call that fucking ghetto, then kick fucking rocks. it's kind of like the suburbs of Brooklyn, motherfucker. Tell them how you want to. Everybody is poor middle class. If you want to know the definition of that, Candace, come to Brooklyn and actually walk through here and meet us and understand who we are. Cardi is more affiliated with poor middle class than you. So people will affiliate themselves more so with Cardi, and she'll have more pull on a political sense. But yo, we're voting for the lesser of two fucking evils.
Right.
What we gonna do?
On that situation, I think that both of them are being used, and both parties, in my opinion, are not worth my vote. I believe Candace Owens has, like, I agree with her that a lot of,
Are you a black conservative?
No, not at all. I understand.
Are you a Democrat?
No.
Are you a Republican?
Not at all.
Are you a Muslim?
Yes.
I'm just asking.
But I have my own thoughts on that as well, because, you know,
they love to talk about Farrakhan like he ain't shit sometimes, when he actually meets with Jewish leaders
all the time, because they know who he is. They know the truth. We if we all lived in Brooklyn, we have been there through the David Dinkins era, when the whole Jewish black community was at odds. And then we were there when the two young black kids were mauled over by the ambulance, and then we was rioting because of that Jewish community thing, when Jewish community was tearing up black businesses just to own a certain section so they could finish building their temple over there on Kingston. We all grew through that, so we all have differences, but
look at how history repeats itself, but yet
we want to blame one.
Not only that, but people have selective memory.
Yes.
People have selective memory about the past, and a lot of things about that concerns me about a black conservative, because sometimes I wake up and I wonder, like, yo, am I a black conservative? It's not the first thing on my mind, besides, you know, having a good spliff or something like that. Like, don't get me wrong. But, you know, throughout the course of this existence, I look at, and I've said this in past episodes here, but it's basics, like, yo, it feels like we are living not the American dream, but this is the American nightmare. Mm-hmm. Kid, I'm like, yo, son. Some friends of mine even asked me, like, yo, I don't even think I want to have kids in this shit, for people that don't have kids as yet.
Right.
But you know people that said they're not bringing kids into this.
Turn your mic towards your mouth.
Pardon me. You have people that that feel that they don't even want to bring kids into this existence right now because of all of the terrible things that's happening. It's like, I know a lot of...
What are some terrible things you've seen happening?
Well, I have a
Makiba?
Thank you, babe. I have a son, and every time I'm not with him, I'm thinking... And I'm in South Carolina, Greenville. I'm home.
Is that like a suburb, or are you in the ghetto?
That's a good old boy.
Are you in the projects?
Actually... I'm blessed to have generational land.
I bet you they projects look real nice out there.
I don't even know. I ain't been there.
You heard that, Joe? Generational land.
Yeah. I look outside my window and it's chirping. It's chirping and it's animals and deer running through my yard.
Fresh air.
Yeah. You know, all that, you know. And
beauty.
You know, I was blessed. My great-grandmother and her and my great-grandfather bought 30 acres from people that didn't like them. But they had to...
When you say didn't like, were they sharecroppers?
She was. He was. My great-grandfather, Mr. W.B. Smith, was a sharecropper. And they wanted my grandmother to start picking cotton. And my grandmother said, hell no. She's not going to be picking cotton. And so she said...
What do you think they didn't like about picking that cotton?
I guess they
I'm
didn't...
I'm sorry to be an asshole, I think that people don't remember...
The pain that
the
it
pain
felt...
That people mm-hmm. felt in their hands in their daily, hands. Bleeding onto the cotton before the cotton gin.
But even after the gin, because people didn't want to buy gin because they really wanted them to pick that cotton. They didn't want to make it easier for anyone. So my grandmother made sure that my grandfather get us out of here, because I'm gonna cuss this man out, and we have to be out of here by a certain time.
She had a choice in the matter.
My grandmother ran my great grandmother ran the house,
and that's only two generations before you.
I know, and that's all I hear is stories, because I sit and talk to my grandmother all the time.
How many people do you think in the United States here that are black people that have no historical value from two generations before? No recollection.
None. And it stops at that point, because even my grandmother said, oh, well, I don't know. I remember we used to go see this lady that might have been my great-grandmother, but I don't know.
Let me tell you a funny story real quick before we move on to delve in more into this. Even in the Caribbean, everybody, anyone in here of Caribbean descent? Where's your family from?
St. Vincent.
St. Vincent. Sometimes grandkids only knew their grandparents by mama or papa, and no name. You didn't know anything. And it's our fault for not passing on certain knowledge. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to fucking act like black conservatives don't have good points. Mm-hmm. Because passing on knowledge is something that I think that they make people have to do by challenging the norm. Punchy, are you Democratic?
Nope.
Are you a Republican?
A double nope.
Yo, shout out to DJ Taz in the building. DJ Taz, what's your political stance?
The streets.
The streets. You understand? It's streets. It's not enough to just have two parties and we understand that, but who is really the lesser of your two fucking evils?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Son, I don't
know
why
I'm not
here. I say
the one that gives us a choice is the lesser.
All right. And I hear, you know, when I watch like Roland Martin talk, I like Roland Martin because he's like that. He'll put on a fucking dashiki, come and talk on YouTube like, he's an alpha man. He went to college, he's educated, this, that, whatever. And a lot of the things he say. And then when I see him start with the advertisements, I'm like, yo, son, I might have to get the advertisements too one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, show me how to get the fucking advertisements, you know? But colonialism evolved into capitalism that still ends up being controlled by somebody that doesn't look like you. And this is why they keep on saying there's a systematic racism that needs to get broken down. So I understand that. So when I take a look at the black conservatives, I've been looking at these guys called the Conservative Twins. And I don't know if anybody's seen what they've had to say. You can check them out. You ain't going to get a free advertisement from me, motherfucker. Like, whatever. No, I will, because I think that people need to see what we are talking about. We are really talking about what the fuck's going to happen to us, motherfucker. Y'all done sent a whole fucking disease that's like airborne AIDS to come wipe out the population. We know you like population control. This is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
And you're Muslim, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know Farrakhan? He's somebody familiar to you?
Yes.
I've gone to a couple of things that he's talked at. You know, son, and he don't even be in person. He's on the fucking
screen.
A big screen TV where everybody, and I just was like, you know what? I don't cover my head or anything like that, but like, we put the wig on, it's already covered, motherfucker.
That's what the Jewish women do.
Right.
And that's what the Jewish women do. They get a la mode.
How quickly you talk about colonialism turned into capitalism. Colonialism was already capitalism.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get ready to say it, say it.
It was,
definitely.
And then on top of that, capitalism didn't just abruptly just start affecting us. It's been affecting us from our food to our fucking medicine to our way of thinking on the television. Now it goes even further about if we talk about systematic oppression and systematic, all of these things. Yeah, we can all automatically take away the system, but do we take away the people that affect the system? Nobody can force me to do anything that I don't agree with. Mm-hmm. Nobody can, no matter where I work, no matter my paycheck, none of that shit.
All right, so let me ask you a question, right? For everybody in here, if you were given a MAGA hat to wear and you really was interested in making America great again, aside from its meaning, would you fuck with it?
I don't know what.
No, knowing
I don't know,
where I want to go with but it, but knowing where what it stands for, no, I wouldn't fuck with it.
What do you think it stands for?
But let's
I want everybody to tell me what you think the MAGA hat stands for. Please don't let her opinion or his opinion affect what you think.
Okay.
We want to know what you think the MAGA MAGA stands
for. Make America great again. When we speak of that terminology, we don't even know what reference or what era that we're even referring to.
I want to know what you think it means.
I'm telling you. So when that came about, the creator, whomever designed the fucking hat, I'm now going where, what era are you referring to? Because if it's an era of a plentiful for every culture and every being on this earth, then yes, we can go back to that, yes. But when there's an era where supposedly the Republican Party wants to support it to the fullest extent of, now I'm going to wear this red hat and I am now going to be demonized by it, or I'm going to be popularized by it.
Yeah, but
so now we go with the terminology that it was supposedly brought by. It was brought by Trump.
So what does the Make America Great Again campaign mean to you?
To me, it just give us plentiful. That's all I can say.
Give us plentiful?
Plentiful in the sense that it's the American dream. When somebody comes from another country, it's the American dream to make way, to make do, to make ability, to make sure your family is good.
Okay.
That's what I assumed it to be.
That's now, decent.
Mm-hmm. However, what it stands for is totally different. Go ahead, please.
What does it mean to me?
How long you been rapping?
Since I was about 15.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to tell your age right now.
I seen her recently
do her thing, riding beats that was like if it was meant for you, and it's not even your fucking song or anything like that. She's really, really dope, everybody.
Thank you.
I'll give credit where it's due.
Appreciate it.
And there's a lot of people that you captivate when you step into the room, because it's like nobody expects for this Muslimine female to come up there and just fucking... No, I mean,
yeah,
you
I'm
do, like,
you.
All
I'm
right, cool.
You.
Like, I mean, Allahu Akbar, when come inside of the fucking room and all of a sudden you think that the shit is just going to be 75%
of my family is Muslim, so...
Good for you.
Akbar doesn't scare me.
Good for you, but guess what? It scares a lot of American people that have been convinced that something is wrong with the Muslim world. Mm-hmm. And there's something wrong with everybody in every aspect
and
of this
every
world.
Aspect.
And I'm going to point out something that I do think is wrong before we even know. Anyone paid attention to what's happening at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland?
No.
That's the bad thing.
Man,
that's not the popular media content. That's the
problem.
And
that's what I'm trying to say is like, yo.
Make it popular, son. Tell me.
But that's
It should be popular culture to know who's controlling your freedom and your money.
But we get sidetracked by Candace and Cardi's argument.
We talked about Candace a whole lot now.
Yeah.
But no, but we have to.
They sidetrack us with a lot
of stuff. Yo, it's wild because it's like... I'm sidetracked by Candace because I think that she is an important player in this game.
I agree. She has great views that we should really listen to, but at the same time, she's lost in it.
She's lost in a couple of ways. And she needs, like I said, come through. Come to where we are at the ground level of blackness. Sorry to say.
Right.
Brooklyn is the fucking ground level of blackness. Around the world, we're renowned for being known as the epicenter of, let's say, New York City. Because, you know, Bronx going to get mad. Queens going to get mad. Everybody going to get mad. Let's say New York City is where you need to come and hear how black people feel. Because the trickle-down rate of money, it don't come here like that.
And you will
it don't come here like that. You make me want to move to fucking South Carolina.
No, it is beautiful though. I lived in South Carolina too for like 8 years.
Okay, so down there, what's the politics like? Can you get an office?
No, we have.
I don't want to fucking move down there if I can't get an office.
But you can stay away from fucking.
Punchy,
fuck
don't
shit.
Be quiet. You know,
there
you look like you got some shit to say.
In Columbia, you could probably. But where I live in Greenville, Greer. We have Tim White. He's a black guy, and he was the one.
How ironic.
It's funny, but his constituents and the reason why he voted, I remember it was three senators that voted against something, and he was one of them. And then he retracted his vote, And I was like, that's not surprising.
Does everything that he acquired gets given to somebody else when he does that?
Well, what it is that he was doing something that was pro his people. But his constituents that put him in office is white. So he can't do that. Or he know he's not going to get reelected. So he had to not follow what everyone else was doing.
It's like being supported by the Democratic Party.
So he had to, you know, he had to. He wasn't a Democrat. He was an independent. And he was an independent, and he won for that area. But his area is majority white. So he can't say he wanted to vote for jail reform or anything like that, because his constituents would not allow
him. No, it was just
not
he couldn't. It was just a conflict of interest at that point
exactly.
in time. So that's according to his community and the way he was, you know.
So speaking of a conflict of interest.
So he could.
Speaking of a conflict of interest, so like let's really do this here. Candace Owens, her interests are forward progression for black people.
Gosh, no. But it
her
is
interests are also a fair playing field that she feels is already there in some aspects.
But yet she wasn't afforded that same playing field. That's why she had to be escorted to school for a whole 2 weeks because of racism.
You remember, for anyone that doesn't recall, she had a whole website dedicated to finding the IP addresses of people that had been internet bullying her and other people that have a different frame of mind. I agree with that.
Right.
I agree with that. I'm like, that's dope. Like, and the fact that she even went that far to go get it done. How many people y'all know started a project, designed it mentally, and then try to bring it to fruition, and because it failed once or twice, they didn't give a fuck about it after that. She followed it through, and they shut her down.
Cardi B. So is that why she's on the other side of the party?
No, I don't think that's why she's on the other side of the party. I will say this. When Cardi B said what she said about her being handled by a white man,
That's why you're where she's at.
Exactly.
That's why you're where you're at.
And that's also why she's thinking.
I know it might sound. We don't want it to sound fucked up. Mm-hmm. But like, yo, certain people have certain agendas. We need to get our agenda together.
And I had me and my brother were talking, and I said, one thing that we need to do as a people is that we need to break it down to city and then state, and we need to come together with an agenda and agree upon that agenda without letting people in and comment and then go to another
level.
And
that is why, and I'm gonna mm-hmm. say like this to be politically correct.
Right.
There needs to be a period of time for a rehabilitation, reparation, and reconciliation of self.
Exactly.
And if they chalk it up to segregation,
hey,
so fucking be it.
We there anyway in most places.
So fucking
be it. Craziest part, they don't even want to recognize it. So you want to talk about reconciliation and...
they don't want to say it.
Exactly. That's to recognize it. That's to acknowledge that the fuck that
they
did that
because,
shit.
You know, they still have towns in South Carolina and in different states that you can't come in there if you're not of the right color. And that's their choice.
And you know what's crazy? Would we as black people be scared to go there?
I wouldn't go there.
We wouldn't want to go there.
And that's why I'm trying to say that America is not all it's chopped up to be. It's all you make it to be.
So that's what you would get out of.
This is why this is anger management for the diaspora. I'm not picking sides about it. I'm expose of what the sides are doing and how we can progress, because mentally, there is a bigger issue that people are ignoring. We can't ignore it anymore.
Mm-mm. But can we ignore that they have dropped? If you notice that Biden and Kamala are not even mentioning anything about reparations. Anything.
It's lost in the sauce.
Exactly.
And I'm going to say this. And this is why now you make me want to have my next episode about who is they. And then they start to make you as if you're conspiracy theories. But motherfucker, we know who they is.
But we know who they
are. I'm not to call everyone my watchers and audience motherfuckers. But like, you know,
None
I don't like the word nigga. But you fucked your mother over if you don't fucking get this information properly and be able to. You're a motherfucker if you don't fucking listen and understand
where you are,
where you're at, mm-hmm. and where you're gonna go. Mm-hmm. To be politically correct, I've exited the kingdom of niggerdom a long time ago. Everybody, oh yeah, but you know, Punchy, yeah. you've heard me say this a million times.
Right.
So,
man, I heard about that in the
80s. The kingdom of niggerdom is like.
Let's get past that. Move
I
forward.
I can't believe people are still living in it. And so I will leave everybody with understanding what a black conservative is.
It's those two separates that we keep talking about, though.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because these political realms keep us in the kingdom of niggerdom.
I'm going to put that in the rhyme.
Okay? Uh-huh. So black conservatism, because you know they like proper diction and shit like this. Dick these fucking nuts. Is a political and social philosophy rooted in communities of African descent that aligns largely with the conservative ideology around the world. Whose world? That's all I'm asking. Black conservatives emphasize traditionalism. I'm with that. Patriotism. I'm with that. I'm even with nationalism. Because I was born here in the States. Mm-hmm. First generation American. But I'm Caribbean by roots. Cut the check. Self-sufficiency right. and strong cultural and social conservatism, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Within the contrast of the black church, that's where I have a problem.
Like that, yeah.
In the United States, it is often, but not exclusively, associated with the Republican Party. And I'm neither here nor there, but when I told my mother, Ma, I go to the polls with my mother every year since I've been able to vote. And I still feel like, yo, where did y'all fucking... How y'all directly affecting the shit that's happening over here? Because what I see in my neighborhoods, and I'm not mad at gentrification. Mm-hmm. I think whites and blacks, I like it in New York City. We'll live together. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that. Mm-hmm. But your politics can't only be beneficial for one group.
But then you have to, if you're going to talk about gentrification, you have to talk about how do we get there. Now, we didn't put the drugs in there, because remember, it was
at white people do drugs too.
But look, I'm just gonna if you say, make
and they do heavier methamphetamines,
but it doesn't destroy their neighborhood.
And, you know what it does, though?
They have the resources. Like, at the end of the day, they're considered a mental health disorder when it comes to their
fucking situation. Let's keep it, you know, before the show ends, let's keep it totally fucking funky. Mm-hmm. Even though drugs and anything that is abusive in our path is destructive, mm-hmm. how long have you kept a certain people on a destructive path?
Controlling them, and that's controlling what you have to know.
And that is my main issue.
That's what you have to know, because it's about drugs, but it's about money. They had, remember, a lot of us own
just
brownstone. We own brownstones. We own these blocks.
Son, they're gonna sell them shits, and then high rises come up in your neighborhood. I'm not mad at that, mm-hmm. but make it affordable. People that are moving.
But they want to. My grandmother said when we were living here and everyone started moving back down south, she said, we need to get out of New York City because they're going to make it for the very rich and the very poor. And they're going to push everybody out, and it's going to become slums in certain
areas.
And
you know how she knew that? Because she knew about the systematic laws that happened to her and her generation, and mm-hmm. then new ones get implemented. Mm-hmm. And people are, and I'll close the show by saying this, people are afraid to step up and say certain things. I appreciate the black conservative because they are stepping up and making regular, dagula, according to Cardi B, she said that before, mm-hmm. ass motherfuckers, mm-hmm. look at themselves in the mirror and say, yo, what do you stand for? Who do you stand for? Are you even standing, or are we just going to lay down and
follow
bandwagon, mm-hmm. as we said at the start of this thing? Punchy, thanks for naming the show.
No doubt.
Tell them where they can find you at and what's going on Tuesday real quick.
Oh, Tuesday, we in New York City, rooftop. You know, we're doing something intimate now. The times we're in, you got to adapt. And once you know how to adapt, you realize how you could survive and live. But this Tuesday, we at Mocha Nose Blue Rooftop, 20th floor.
We're in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We got
Black people are in the building.
Yeah, they let us in. We got to keep it moving, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yo, Quilt While You're Ahead, tell them where they can find you.
On Instagram at Quilt While.
Quit.
Quit While You Are Ahead. All right? It's and a UR in the mix of that shit.
That's
all right?
Dope. And make sure you follow Punchy.
I'm going to Punchy's party, though.
Right. And then we got a space tournament coming up, too. I want to talk to you about that more later. But on a side note, I just want to say, Bud, I appreciate you and thank you so much because you a valuable, strong queen that stand for something. And that's your voice is powerful for those who tune in and listen to you.
Goodness,
you
and my diction is so fantastic. I'm politically correct at times.
You are the bomb. Ah. You know? .com.
I can swing on both ends of the spectrum, and it's like, cut me the fucking check.
That's right.
Because they need to get talked to.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they follow you at, Makeba?
You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, all the above, iTunes, Makeba Mooncycle, or you can go to my website, MakebaMooncycle.com.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. And every Sunday, 2 to 3, you can find us at the Butters Basic Show at DTF Radio. And follow the show at Butters_Basic, same way it sounds. Follow me, Gazebo, G-A-Z-Z-E-B-O 11210. Because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day. That's Gazebo with two Z's. So you don't sleep, motherfucker. Like, we're not playing games. We the platform for the unknown to get known. Expand your horizons.
Yeah. That's right.
Peace, everybody.
Peace.
Peace.